Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Hidden Mysteries. I'm Mimi, one of your co-hosts for this evening, and joining me, as usual, is Reverend Maria DeAndrea, and this is March 4th, 2015, coming to you from the New York area. And we're here the first Wednesday of every month as we explore an array of unusual topics and endeavor to seek out answers to mysterious concepts and age-old legends. Hi, Maria, how are you doing?
Great. My new mantra is, it's all good.
Yes.
The last 2 weeks with all this snow, that's been my new mantra.
Yeah, I understand that. For all who are perhaps joining us for the very first time, Reverend Maria is an internationally known psychic from Budapest, Hungary, and a European shaman. She is also a published author, spiritual life coach, a metaphysical practitioner, and a public speaker who has traveled to many places to speak on spiritual, psychic, and paranormal topics. So check out Maria's website at mariadeandrea.com, or you can use the links below our show's description here on Blog Talk to go to Maria's website, as well as to the links that will bring you also to her books that she has authored, many of which are on Amazon. You can also get them on Kindle and Nook as well. I have personally researched topics on the paranormal spirituality for many years and have produced a local cable show for 14 years on that very subject as well. And I've also done a great deal of writing on this subject. You can also check out additional segments that we've done on mquestmedia.com, and go to that website also if you would like to see articles for SoulQuest newsletter, and you can also leave comments or questions on the blog there. For anyone who would like to join our chat room, I think we might be having a problem this evening, so I don't think you're going to get through, but hopefully it'll be up and running the next time. It must be the storms that we're unfortunately experiencing at the moment. You can also get in touch with Maria, you know, after the show. If any of you would like to partake of her services, you can call her at 631-559-1248. And we will be repeating it again later on. So the topic for today is a very interesting one. Since ancient times, we've always sought ways to predict the future instead of being caught unawares but by what may be ahead. I suppose that comes from the fear that, you know, the devil's always on our tail, you know, perhaps. But for our topic today, we're going to take a look at omens and how to recognize them and work with them. You know, as I see it, the universe is basically speaking to us all the time. It's just too bad they can't be a little more direct at times, you know, and, you know, maybe explain and clarify and actually put some neon lights over things, you know, when they actually want to get your, you know, your attention. So, Maria, why don't we start out with the basics and explain what is an omen?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I find it's really funny because, you know, I do readings, but I teach classes. And one of the things that I find is when I'm teaching a class on omens, every single person had some kind of a sign. When they look back at it and went, oh, that was an omen. So we all have them. I just find that it's amusing because some people just don't connect it to the title. So an omen is basically an event out of the ordinary. So they are considered basically non-human prophecy or signs, or some people call them portents. And these signs come to help you solve problems and give you information about things that you really wouldn't know otherwise. So as an example, it may let you know that there's an opportunity coming up for you in whatever area, or a danger is coming up, so it'll give you a sign so that you can avoid it. And an emotional situation example and how to deal with it. And, you know, sometimes people hire us as psychics as what they call omen interpreters, because some people just don't understand what they're seeing. And in ancient times, they used to come to us all the time and go, okay, what is this?
Right. Exactly. So where do omens actually come from?
Well, I find that omens come from divine power or the universal mind, or basically whatever the person feels is their particular source. Okay. Sometimes you actually get information on the level of omens from guides or nature spirits, or sometimes it really can come in through your subconscious mind. But it's coming in a form where you're not using your normal senses. So basically, you're just tuning in. You got to love that. It's like
right.
the radio.
Tuning into the universe.
Exactly. What station
like
is that
ghost,
one on again?
It's like ghost-to-ghost broadcast.
Right.
I remember that line from an old Abbey Costello movie.
Oh, right.
The time of their
or
lives.
Like Omens
yeah.
Anonymous.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't do this and not have a warped sense of humor. Don't you find
no,
that it's
absolutely.
Possible?
Yeah, absolutely. So give us some examples of some omens so that maybe people would be able to recognize them a little easier, you
okay.
know, when it happens.
Right. So let's see. Some examples of omens maybe. Somebody finds that every time they look at the clock, I find a lot of times, and I know you've had this, I'll look at the clock for no reason whatsoever, and it'll say 11:11, or
right.
it'll say whatever the person looks at, and they'll keep seeing the same number frequently because it's trying to tell them something, or certain times of the day it'll chime as an example. Now, this is funny. Mm-hmm. I actually had a client whose mother died, and she really wanted to hear from her mother. So she kept putting out that she gets a sign, which is an omen, that she gets a sign that her mother is on the other side and is happy and safe. Okay, so she kept putting that out, and the way she put it out was she wanted the sign to be very specific so she knows that's exactly an answer to her question, to her request. Mm. And she asked that there was a picture of her mother on the wall, and she asked that that particular picture falls down. And she gave it, like, within 24 hours. She was very specific. And the picture actually fell off the wall, and there were two pictures underneath it, and it wedged in a really weird way between the two pictures. So it actually fell off the wall like she requested, but it wedged between the two pictures so the glass didn't break if it hit the floor. You have to laugh at some of this, you know? Right? And then I also have a student who's now a businessman. He's been with me for years, wonderful, wonderful gentleman. And he found that every time he's about to have a life-changing experience, and that could be a major job change or something in his personal life, but every time there was a life change, he had a dream about tornadoes just before it happened, or he would actually keep seeing them continuously in a magazine. It was really
yeah.
funny. So every time that happened to him, which wasn't often, but every time it happened, he came to realize that there's a life change coming up for him that was positive,
right.
and then it was his choice whether he moved on it or not when the life change came. Sometimes it just hit. There's no choice all the time. You know. And then there were universal signs. So as an example, universal just means that in most cultures, you're going to have the same symbol mean the same thing. So as an example, if somebody's seeing a butterfly, butterflies mean changes coming. So if somebody sees not a butterfly, because basically they're just around us, but if somebody consistently sees it where they keep popping up and popping up and popping up, like out of the norm, it means that right. there are changes coming. If people are seeing owls, now people always think that they have to be out in the woods. You know, so it doesn't mean they have to be in the woods. They can all of a sudden run across magazines where they keep showing a picture of an owl. Then they'll see it on TV. They'll see it on a sign, on a store. It'll just keep popping up. So an owl really means wisdom and knowledge, that they're going to be either gaining wisdom and knowledge or they're going to be teaching that to somebody else. So there are a lot of universal symbols. Snakes, as an example, also mean wisdom. Sometimes they mean changes. But usually they mean wisdom, because people always go, oh, it's negative. No, originally it was a positive sign. So originally
right, right.
it meant wisdom and knowledge, and because it sheds its skin, a lot of times it does mean positive changes coming in, but it's positive. So there are all sorts of symbols out there.
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting. I know for a while I was paying a lot of attention to the numbers on the clock, because I was, you know, I was starting to be aware of certain, you know, number patterns that were constantly happening. And every time I would look them up, because, you know, the internet has information galore on practically everything, you know. So I would look at, you know, like several different websites that, you know, would speak about this, just so I can get an overall understanding, because you know, if you, that way you know that you're getting the truth there, because and most of the websites that I looked them on were basically
match.
Saying the same thing. Yeah, they basically were saying the same thing. So obviously, you know, there's something to it. But a lot of the numbers that I was getting, especially in the past year, a lot of it had to do with the fact that I was being guided, and that there are people watching over, you know, there are beings watching over me and helping me to move forward. Yeah. So all those numbers seem to have that same pattern. You know, there was like the 544 to 555 or something like that. It was something in that area.
Yeah.
So I was noticing that.
Yeah, and it's funny because fives in numerology means changes. It means also other things. That five does mean changes.
Right, right. And, you know, and also I noticed that, you know, in when I dream too, and I have a very active dream state, I'm always expecting messages to come through, you know, especially from my, you know, my parents who moved on, you know, into the,
right.
the spiritual state. Yeah. And I've gotten messages from them on many occasions, you know, because I'd be like questioning certain things, you know, wondering what's happening with them, or, you know, because I know everyone who goes over to the other side, they're
right.
still busy. They have
right.
work to do. You know, they don't just, like, end. There's no rest. You know, when people say, I'll rest when I die, forget it. You're not.
That's not going to happen.
There is no such thing. No.
No, my sons, Rick and Rob, they both read. And, you know, and plus they do other things for a living. And they're always saying to me that when I go, they're going to call me in so much, I'm going to be working more than now.
Yeah, yeah. And to tell you the truth, you know, it's like, yeah, and it would be great to be able to do a job where I don't have to worry about making money, you know. So
right?
that'll be good. You know, I have to not have to pay bills. But, you know, as I've learned to, like, recognize these messages that come through, you know, I always pay a lot of attention to them. You know, I mean, there are times, you know, when I just don't remember it. But
sure.
there are times when they are so precise that – you know, you see that they are actually, you know, giving you the information that you've asked for, you know.
Right.
So it's really, you know, it's wonderful to know that you still have a connection even when the people in your life go on
to the next home.
You know. Yeah, you know, and it's, you know, it's a nice feeling. And it's not like, you know, I mean, people like us, we believe in that, you know, but people who perhaps need to have confirmation of that, you know, they can, you know, feel rest assured that they're always around, they're always connecting with us, you know.
Right, and they can literally ask for us, like that lady did with the picture. I really find that it was really funny that the picture fell, but it didn't fall to the floor enough to break the glass in the frame.
Yeah, well, they wanted to make sure that they didn't ruin anything at the same time.
Right? It's like, no, I still want my picture up there.
Absolutely. So how can we work with them in our lives to help us, especially in this 21st century that we're in? Because a lot of this stuff really comes from, you know, ancient times, or the belief of it, you know.
Okay, well, first of all, one of the things is we really need to watch for them because they do repeat. So if they repeat, it's telling you something. So what people need to do is start noticing what comes up more often or consistently, and sometimes it only comes up for a short period of time because you need to know something in a particular situation. Sometimes it comes up for years, like that gentleman with the tornado. You know, he didn't have a life-changing experience constantly every 2 minutes, but through years he noticed that that's what comes up. So you really, really have to pay attention. And then you really have to get into the habit of seeing them and watching what happens afterwards so that you have something to connect it to. You know, otherwise you're going to see the sign and go, eh. You know, mm-hmm. you need to be able to connect it to something. And then you really have to be patient because, like I said, some omens are only there for a short period of time to, say, help you avoid a catastrophe or to let mm-hmm. you know there's something positive coming up, and some things are longer. So you really do need patience. And what I would suggest to people is that they keep a journal mm-hmm. of all that information, because what will happen is they'll have an omen and they'll keep a journal of some situations that come up, say, within the next couple of days. And if they do that frequently, what happens is they actually start seeing patterns. Okay.
Right.
And as an example with omens, because you can ask for an omen like that lady did, but you have to be very specific and say, you know, this is exactly what I want as a sign. Because if you don't do that and you're just asking for an omen, you really don't know if you got an answer or not. Actually, this is funny. I know I've told you this one before, but it's really funny. I was dealing with a situation, and I wanted to know if the answer was positive, and I kept saying, I really want to sign by the end of the day. So I'm having dinner with a gentleman that I know, and I kept saying, you know, I really want a sign that says, you know, this is a positive situation, you know, what I was asking about. And I kept saying, I really want a sign. So I'm looking at him, and all of a sudden he's staring behind me at the wall, you know. So I said to him, I said, well, what are you looking at? Because he never does that. So I said to him, well, what are you looking at? I swear, he actually is looking behind me, and he said to me, it's a sign. I'm telling you, I was so floored because those are the exact words I kept using. I really didn't know what to say to him. So then he wanted to know why I was staring at him. So I went, oh, nothing, I'm just thinking.
You were just in shock, that's what it was.
Because it was like word for word, because he's, and actually when I turned around, he was looking at this really big poster on the wall behind me. But it's not his normal terminology. It would have never come up like that normally. Normally he would have said, oh, there's a poster, or, you know. But he actually said, it's a sign.
Well, you know, that's the other thing.
You never know how it's going to come up.
That's what I was about to say. We don't know exactly how sometimes these signs are going to be presented. Sometimes it could be an ad line, you know, on a shopping bag or on a bus sign or something like that. It could be something that a person says as they're talking to you. It could be a song lyric. It can be just popping off the page of a book that you just opened up. You know, there's a response to whatever you were asking for. So we don't know how these things are sometimes going to come to us.
Yeah, and actually, you know, you can ask a question. Like I said, I was asking about a particular situation to see if it's positive, and I kept saying, just send me a sign. Usually I'm more definite, but I was tired, I was annoyed, and I was like, just send me a sign, you know. So sometimes when you get the answer, it doesn't mean the answer has anything to do with the person. It's just that you're getting an answer. So I figured that was about as blunt as you're going to get.
Yeah, they would basically say, all right, already, we got the message.
Right. But usually if you're working on it, you know, usually I do suggest that you ask for a specific sign, like that lady seeing the picture falling off the wall of her mother, because then you're going to say definitely, okay, this is exactly my answer. You know, I can be a little bit more vague a lot of times only because I know what I'm looking for because I've been doing this for years. So I don't have to be as definite. But when you're starting out, especially, you want to be very specific. This is what I want to see as a sign. And normally I would put a deadline that's realistic. So you could make it a week or, you know, a day. You know, something that's realistic for the situation, though.
Right, right. And you know, in a way, they're also doing experimentation, too. So if they put down the day that they perhaps have asked for it, and when they wish to see it come to them, and then once it does, they should also jot that down so that they could see the connection to what they put out into the universe and how it came back to them.
Oh, exactly. So they would put in how long it took and what the sign was.
Exactly.
And sometimes it's funny because I had a client years ago. I was teaching a class on omens, and I had a very, very nice gentleman that I was dealing with, and he was thinking of going into starting his own business, which would have been very positive, but he was still a little bit nervous about it, you know. And he kept saying that he was actually going into the trucking business. He wanted to buy, you know, a couple of trucks and hire people and send them out interstate. And he kept kind of going back and forth about it, you know. So he kept saying, well, you know, he really wants a sign that he should be running it. It's not that he was worried about being able to do that. That was his expertise. He just never ran a business all by himself, you know. So he kept asking for a sign, but he wasn't specific about it. And he called me up 2 weeks later, and he was seeing trucks everywhere. It's like all of a sudden he was seeing them all over the road. He was seeing them on TV. He was seeing them in ads. He went down the wrong block because of traffic. He went down the wrong block. And, he, you know, they had this gigantic parking lot, all different types of trucks. You know? So he it was really funny, though, because it made him nervous. And he said, well, okay, if it really pertains to me, I only want to see white trucks. Because normally they really aren't, you know. And I'm telling you, for 2 days, all he saw was white trucks, vans, trucks, everything was white.
Oh, my God.
So after a while, he's like, okay, I got it,
I know funny. That omens are such an art, you know, an ancient art, you know. I've read that in the past, that priests mm-hmm. used to sacrifice animals and read their entrails just to determine the success or the failure of an upcoming battle, for instance.
Oh, yeah.
They used this as a means to predict the future and would signal the advent of, you know, maybe life changes. And I had recently also, thinking about this, you know, there was a biblical example, as, you know, the Magi in the Gospel of Matthew, where they predicted the birth of Jesus after seeing the star of Bethlehem. You know, to them, mm-hmm. that was their sign, you know. But sometimes omens can walk hand in hand with superstitions, especially when it's to avert the bad omens. Like, you know, marriages would be planned at certain times to avoid bad omens. You know how everyone always wants to have a June wedding, you know. And,
right.
You know, they think, like, having it in June is the perfect time, and it's got to be that. You know, the senators, you know, or from the Senate from ancient Rome would not meet for state business without observing the flights of birds, and this would have an organ to interpret their meaning. So, you know, I know you mentioned once, I think one of our shows you mentioned bird, you know, how birds flying in and out. It might have been our last show. You talked about how it can have two different meanings. So I'm sure that while they were watching it, they were probably, you know, determining whether it was a good omen or it was a bad omen at that point. But what about the Druids? Because I know, I'm sure they have a...
Oh, sure. Well, actually, with the Druids, they would use what is called omen sticks. And they use omen sticks for casting lots to get psychic information, basically. So it's a way of tuning in. But they were actually called omen sticks because omens mm-hmm. and prophecy mean the same thing. Okay, or psychic information. And then they have runes and tarot cards that have been always used. Okay, so for instance, you're back to the flying birds on tarot cards, and that's what we mentioned on one of them. On tarot cards, basically, if you see them flying towards you, like I said earlier, it means information coming to you. If they're flying away from you, it means you should be giving somebody else information or passing on knowledge. And it's funny because that's a universal symbol. So if you see it on a tarot card or if you see it in tea leaves or in anything, it will always have the same meaning. So it's actually funny like that. Okay. And then also what people don't realize, sometimes people themselves can be an omen. Okay. So as an example, let me think. Okay. So if you're living in a warm climate that has a volcano as an example, okay, somebody that's actually an omen themselves, they may have a sense when it is about to erupt, so they may get a cold feeling, you know, the opposite. They may get a cold feeling. Or sometimes, as an example, animals. Animals really know that there's impending danger. So as an example, if you're in the forest and all the animals are running, I would say you should run.
Yeah, I take the cue as a real thing, yeah.
Exactly, because, you know, a lot of times they sense fire or sometimes they just sense danger without knowing what it is because they're more tuned into nature. Okay, not that we're not, but with society and business and everything else, we're really not as tuned in as we used to be, you know, unless we're actually working with it. So if I see an animal, not one, but if I see a couple of animals running through the forest, you know, I'm the one right behind them.
Yeah, if there's a stampede, you know I'm not going in there.
Yeah, exactly. We're not going to go and search out. Let me see. I'm going to go the other way and see what caused it. No, I'm going to be right there with the little guys running, and I can find out that the volcano erupted later or the fire was there.
That reminds me of those horror flicks where, you know, there's always something going on in the basement and some stupid person always wants to go down there. I don't understand it. It's beyond me. You know, for once, I'd like somebody to stand up and say, I'm not going down there. You go down there. I don't care how much you're paying me. I ain't going down there.
And it's actually funny because when you think about it, you know, most people's curiosity really in real life get the best of them. So if something's going on, they go, let me check it out and see what it is. You know, some of us go, no, we're not doing that. Somebody else can tell us later what it was, if they're still around.
Really? Are there any additional tips that we can look for when it comes to signs and messages? Anything else that we should be looking for?
I would look for anything out of the ordinary. Okay, so as an example, in some of the classes that I do, we actually shift the wind, you know, because we work with the weather. So if you'd see something where it's really out of the norm and you're not working with it, you know, it really normally is some level of a sign. Or as an example, if you see, say all of a sudden you're seeing the same color car everywhere. Okay. A lot of times what that means is either you're subconsciously or consciously thinking of somebody that owns that type of a car or that color, or they're thinking about you a lot of times. I find a lady that I know, she was wondering if a friend of hers ever thought of her because her friend moved out of state and they just weren't in touch for about a month. It wasn't a long time. You know, it gives the time person to settle into their new place. And all of a sudden, all she saw was her friend's exact same car and the same color just about everywhere. So you can actually ask a question and not be aware of how the answer is going to come in because she didn't ask for a car. So I would say that, in general, if you just start paying attention to what's going on in your life a little bit more, you're going to notice that omens do come up specifically for you. Because if the same cost came up for somebody else, it wouldn't have any meaning.
That is true.
No?
That is true. Just be attentive in your life. Just look around.
Yep.
Don't
and keep
be
track.
Texting all the time. Don't be texting, it'll, you know, things will go by or you won't see it, you know.
Right.
So any last-minute statements you'd like to give?
Okay, well, I really just wanted to say that, you know, seriously, this show goes by so fast every single time. It always amazes me, and we always have things left to talk about. But for now, at least, don't forget to join us, and we will be talking to you again about exciting topics. So until the next time, may God bless you abundantly, and thank you for being with us.
Yes, and thank all of you for joining us this evening on Hidden Mysteries. And be sure to mark us as your favorite so that you can continue to receive notifications of upcoming shows and to visit us on facebook.com/mquestmedia. And there you can send either comments or suggestions for upcoming shows. And let us know what questions you may have on today's topic or perhaps topics that we haven't covered as yet, or maybe stories that you might have that you'd like to share with us. You can also get in touch with Reverend Maria at mariadeandrea.com or call her at 631-559-1248. So have a nice night, and thank you all for joining us. And we will.
And I just want to say quickly that we both lecture internationally, so if anybody needs us to do that, they can get in touch.
Okay. Thank you, Maria.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you next time. Thank you for that commercial. We'll see you next time on Hidden Mysteries.